Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. Take a look at stories making headlines. Clinical officers call for cancer services at primary health level to improve early detection. Rising fuel costs may offset agriculture gains, warns economist. Iranian attacks across the Gulf continue as major industrial sites hit.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
Other details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. The Clinical Officers Association of Zambia has raised concern over the lack of cancer treatment facilities at primary health care level, warning that the gap is contributing to a rising number of cancer cases in the country. Recently, Health Minister Alex Katakwe disclosed that Zambia continues to face a growing cancer burden, with more than 3,000 new cases reported annually and over 1,500 cancer-related deaths each year. Association General Secretary Kamfa Msonda said that most health facilities across the country are not adequately equipped to handle cancer diagnosis and treatment, particularly at the primary health care level. Mr. Musonde explained that the absence of proper cancer services at local services has affected early detection, resulting in many patients being diagnosed only when the disease has reached advanced levels. He notes that the country's response has largely focused on secondary and tertiary health care institutions, a situation he said is limiting Zambia's ability to effectively control the increasing number of cancer cases. Ms. Samson has since urged government to shift its approach by strengthening cancer services at primary health care level, arguing that the early screening, diagnosis and referral systems are critical to reducing mortality and improving treatment outcomes.
We have inadequate providers of cancer services. Secondly, the scope of services being provided to cover our cancers are only available at secondary facilities and tertiary, and sometimes, of course, in first-level hospitals. We must decentralize the cancer management, identification and prevention all the way up to health force level. We have always stated as an association that the government must invest in the clinical officer profession by ensuring that every health center and health force has clinical officers. We appreciate that they do have the nurses there, but nurses do nursing work. They cannot do clinical work, which involves very screening of patients to differentiate who might have a cancer, who might not have a cancer, right?
Economist Aaron Sikombe says that the economic benefits expected from Zambia's agriculture sector this season are likely to be overshadowed by rising commodity prices, particularly fuel. Mr. Sikombe explained that as the country begins harvesting its crops, improvements in key economic indicators such as the inflation rate are anticipated due to increased food supply and stabilizing prices. However, he cautioned that the ongoing conflict in the Middle East continues to pose risks as it is exerting upward pressure on global oil prices, which in turn affect domestic fuel costs. He notes that higher fuel prices tend to filter through the entire economy by increasing transportation and production costs, thereby sustaining inflationary pressures despite gains in agricultural output. Mr. Sikombe says that under such conditions, it may be difficult for Zambia to fully enjoy the expected economic relief from a good harvest, as external shocks erode the positive impact of improved food production.
So they're not designed to be part of the implementation process, and so we need to be very careful. There could be an argument that, well, these are structures that exist on the ground and are close to the people, but they are not implementing structures. We do have alternative structures that can be used for implementation, such as we do have a number of NGOs, for instance, that are very much on the ground, have been at development for a while. They know where the needs are. They probably even have registers of different. Why are we not working through some of those NGOs?
Civil society governance expert Dr. John Elijemo has urged the Higher Educational Loans and Scholarship Board to ensure that its new centralized student loan system is anchored solely on transparency, fairness and accountability. The board recently introduced a system to streamline applications across all 10 universities, a move aimed at improving efficiency and enhancing transparency in loan allocation. Dr. Lijemo says that while the reform may improve efficiency, it must be clear, credible and publicly understood selection criteria. He has called for deliberate measures to ensure equitable distribution of loans across social groups, including persons with disabilities, as well as both female and male students. Dr. Lijemo says that the system must remain inclusive and free from discrimination, ensuring all deserving students, regardless of their background or location, have equal access to support.
It's about fairness, participation, and inclusivity that would like to see that the student loans should be able to be blind to any forms of discrimination when instituting the awarding of the loans to students. We want to see a situation where all well-deserving students receive the necessary loans on a fair share to make sure that no one is left behind, as being propagated by the head of state, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Poultry Association of Zambia, PNZ, says that the country's poultry industry remains strong, with Zambia continuing to dominate the Congolese market through exports of day-old chicks. PNZ Executive Director Dominic Chanda, however, notes a decline in egg exportations to the Democratic Republic of Congo, as most of the producers are now prioritizing the local market. Mr. Chanda explained that this shift has contributed to relative stability in domestic egg prices, as increased local supply has helped ease pressure on consumers. He attributed the drop in the exports largely to the appreciating Zambian currency, which has made the Zambian egg more expensive for Congolese buyers, reducing their competitiveness in the cross-border market. As a result, he said the many poultry farmers have redirected their products to the local market, increasing availability and making it the primary focus for producers across the country.
For example, I think we have dominated the Congolese market when it comes to issues of day-old chicks, because there's not any other country that is actually exporting day-old chicks, broiler day-old chicks into that particular market. The eggs, the issue has been the reduction in the ultimate selling price at Kasumbalesa, which has had a trickle-down effect, I think, on our end from here. And hence, you will discover that big producers are now resorting into selling the products in the domestic market, and that's a issue that we've seen, for example, like the reduction of egg prices on the domestic market because of the issues in Kasumbalesa.
We take a break with our monies after that.
A Bank of Zambia afuna kukumbusa anthu onse mdzikoli kuti nthawi yomwe anayika yogwisira ntchito ndalama zatsopano mzakale pamodzi izatha pa 31 March chakachino cha 2026. Mwaichi, anthu onse mukukumbutsidwa kuti ino ndiyo nthawi yosinthiratu ndalama zakale ngati mkali nazo tsiku la pa 31 March chakachino cha 2026 ikalibe kutsama. Kuyamba pa tsiku la pa 1 April 2026, ndalama zakale zizasiya kugwira ntchito kapena kuti zizatha kugwira ntchito ndipo sinzaloledwa kulipirira chinthu china chilichonse. Osayembekeza kufikira nthawi yapothera nthawi ili ino, pitani ku banki iliyonse kapena kuti commercial bank kapenanso ku Natsef branch kuti mukasinthise ndalama zanu zakale. Kusintha kwa ulere sinzalipira ayi.
Now, international news.
The Gulf nations reported a series of attacks as U.S.-Israel war against Iran entered its fifth week, including strikes on major industrial infrastructure. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, said a number of people have been injured in an Iranian strike on a key aluminium plant in Abu Dhabi, where the significant damage reported by operator Emirates Global Aluminium. Meanwhile, state-controlled aluminium Bahrain said